Arthur Maria, good morning. You are tuned into Radioactive FM. Parakuihi here with your host, Frida. And this morning, my voice is sounding a little bit strange, but that's okay because we are joined in the studio by Michael Morris and the Sonic Boom. They have just released their massive double album, Love Sensation and Destination Down, on the 1st of April. And are hitting the road for a 14-date national tour with a new 5-piece lineup and a sound that fuses 70s rock grit with 90s grunge energy. This is their biggest project yet. Morena, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are we doing this morning?
Good morning.
Kia ora, Frida. Kia ora, Ima. Thanks for having us today. It's awesome to be here in Wellington. We've been here a couple of days, so our show's on Thursday night and been awesome to lap it up so far, yeah.
Yeah, and you guys are already stuck into the show. There's 14 dates of the whole thing and you're 3 down. How's it going all so far? How are we feeling about it?
It's going great.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Yeah, it's been beautiful. We've got this wonderful group of friends. There's 6 of us travelling around in a van and it's great to see some old sights and meet lots of old friends out there and play some music around the country, which has been really nice so far, really well received. So we're having fun.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Oh, well, congratulations. This album that has just come out, I should say double album, contains 20 songs. What has it been like pulling this whole project together?
It's been incredible. It's been a real labour of love for the whole crew. Michael wrote these songs many, many moons ago, but it's been mostly the last kind of 3 years or so that this project has happened. It's been, incredible.
Yeah, we went down to the Catlins, right at the bottom of the South Island. It's really like remote area, forests, beaches, and there's this huge camp down there. It's a school camp that sleeps, I think, about 200 people, and we just hired it out for a week, and it was just us there. And there's no neighbours for something like 20 or 30 Ks. So we just set up all our stuff and played music for 10 hours a day, every day.
Slept in the room with the instruments.
Yeah, it was beautiful, beautiful
big
experience.
Big open fire. Yeah. Mm.
That's so cool. So all 5 of you were kind of, all 5 of you did this like intensive week to pull this album together.
3 of us went for that, just like kind of the rhythm section and got that together. And then all of the rest of it, like the vocals and things, were done with the 5 of us later at little studio in Dunedin. Yeah. Mm.
And was this recording it at the school?
At the camp.
At the camp.
Yeah, exactly.
From where I got school from.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like an outdoor education
centre. Yeah, schools do go there, you know.
Yeah. That's cool. It's like a music camp for a week.
Exactly,
music intensive.
Yeah.
Was the songs already written going into that? Or?
Yeah, they were, yeah. Yeah, they were. And they were kind of loosely prepared, I'd say.
Yeah.
But we just smacked it out. And then, the project took about 3.5 years to from that starting point to finishing, which was just a couple of weeks ago. So it feels great to actually put it down and forget about it and go out and just play it. Because they're old songs for us, but no one else is hearing them.
Yeah, so. And also during that time, Michael built a full recording studio in a shipping container.
That's right.
At his house as well.
Wow. Does it still exist?
Yeah, it's still there. So that's where we did all the finishing parts and all the vocals in there. So, yeah.
Wow, what an awesome project to pull together. And the double album concept of it, did you go into this project with that in mind of like wanting this to be a real significant piece of work?
I think so, yeah. There were just a lot of songs. As a songwriter, we were talking in the van the other day that we often operate a couple of years behind where we actually are because it takes so long to record things sometimes. It has to be balanced with other life. So we're always operating a bit behind where we think we might be. And I just wanted to push through and get heaps of the ones that had been sitting there for a while down and recorded and out. So it's like, let's do 2 of them at once.
Yeah. And, it's not hard.
Yeah, recording like 20 songs in, 4 days or 4 or 5 days, it was just every morning, wake up, have some food, get stuck in, up until, you know, midnight, do it again the next day. It was incredible.
Yeah. Kind of every musician's dream a little bit. Sleep and breathe the music.
Yeah, it was lovely. And and here we are now getting to celebrate it by going around and playing all these shows. So,
How's it been transitioning the music from the recorded versions of it to this now live performance?
That's a good question.
Yeah. It's much better. I'm having a lot more fun playing it live in a group rather than just listening to the bits and pieces of it. I think we're lucky to have this group that we've got of the five of us. We've all been friends for a long time, nearly decades.
Yeah, close to.
We've lived together in various incarnations over that time, and it's just a good base of people. Mm-hmm. So I think the music just comes out of that, really. That's good, if the friendships are there, then the rest is.
We have a lot of fun, and I think that really translates to just being up on stage and just something that we were saying to each other is it's just so nice, you know, when you're in it, you're playing, you're looking down your strings, or you're focusing on the music, and you look up and you see your friends' faces, you know, right there. It's just an amazing feeling, and I think that really translates out to we just have a really great time.
Yeah. It's comfortable, and we're just always thinking how lucky we are.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like that energy is infectious when you're an audience member as well. Like if the band is clearly having a good time, that translates to the rest of the audience that's in that room as well.
That's what we hope to spread.
Yeah, shared experiences. That's what it is, right? Some kind of communication. I don't know what it is, but it's something special anyway, isn't it?
So totally. And so you guys you've got this massive tour, 14 stops across the country. The other night you were in at a secret house party. What are you do you have any pinpoints that you're most looking forward to, or that you feel will be real like standouts, or are they all kind of more on the same playing field?
Well, everywhere we're going, we're either catching up with family or friends. So that's like, you know, it's just exciting every little point along, because we've all got friends and family spread out throughout the country. So it's really great to be able to get around and see all those people, and invite them onto the shows and share what we're doing. And that's fantastic.
Yeah, I feel like the shows are all a little bit kind of different as well. I think it's really hard to say which ones we're kind of looking forward to, because even just the three or whatnot that we've experienced so far have been all vastly different within each show.
Like we get the shakers out, and you know, we've got the cajon and the guitar on the ferry or in a market with like little kids are joining in on shakers, you know. So and then plugged in really loud rock music. It's contrasting.
I don't know, it's hard to say which one we're looking forward to the most, because who knows what it's going to look really. But there's some definitely some family and friends we're looking forward to seeing, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think every show will be a little bit different, a little bit special. You don't until you're in that situation. But I'm excited personally for all of them. When I look at the poster and I see each date, I think, I can't wait. That's going to be great.
I can't believe we're on the third. Just at the start.
Exactly.
Just getting started. And you guys are playing in Paikakariki on Wednesday and Wellington's Moon Bar on Thursday. Where can people get tickets? And find out more if they're interested.
Yeah, so that's all on Under the Radar. There are $10 pre-sales there, and then it's $15 on the door for each of those shows. Paikak is tomorrow, right? Yeah, Wednesday the 8th. That's at St. Peter's Hall. And then Thursday we're with a local Wellington band called Dreamtone. That's some friends of ours who used to live in Dunedin with us, or one of them did anyway. And the doors are at 8 p.m. for that, and that's at Moon in Newtown. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. But you can jump onto Under the Radar. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and all those places.
Amazing.
To find the answers.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning, and best of luck for the whole adventure that lies ahead.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Kia ora. We're gonna play a tune from the album called Right Back Here. You've been tuned into 88.6 FM, chatting with Michael Morris and the Sonic Boom, playing at Wellington's Moon Bar this Thursday. Get your tickets under the radar, .com.nz. Under the radar.
One of the two.
Search it up and you can find out more.
Google will look after you.
Yeah. All right. Ka kite. Thank you for coming on this morning.